with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for an emergency order removing Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors.
The administration is asking Chief Justice John Roberts for a temporary order that would immediately remove Cook from the board and a more lasting order from the court that would be in place while her legal case continues.
Correspondent Mark Sherman.
No president has fired a sitting Fed governor in the agency's 112-year history. Trump says he wants to fire Cook because of accusations that she committed mortgage fraud, which he says make her untrustworthy to hold such an important job. Cook has denied those charges and said she won't be bullied by Trump.
Cook denies lying and refuses to leave her post. President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer discuss ramping up pressure on Russia to end its war with Ukraine. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
At a press conference wrapping up his state visit to the UK, the president said he was very disappointed with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He's let me down. He's really let me down.
Prime Minister Starmer denounced Putin's continued attacks against Ukraine and recent violations of NATO airspace.
These are not the actions of someone who wants peace.
He said pressure on Putin needs to be ramped up in order to end the bloodshed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jimmy Kimmel's television future is hanging in the balance after ABC suspended his late-night show following the host's comments about Charlie Kirk's killing. The comments prompted dozens of stations to say they wouldn't air the show, a move that was cheered on by a top federal regulator. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 124 points, the Nasdaq rose 209. This is SRN News. A new Gallup report on moral trends in this country.
According to the respected polling organization, the number one issue that has seen a sea change in America's perception of it is homosexuality. In the year 2000, only 40% of respondents told Gallup that they considered gay relationships to be morally acceptable. Today, it's 64%, a swing of 24 points. The Gallup study also finds large numbers of Americans now have no problem with fornication and having children out of wedlock. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. More than 70 people were killed in multiple villages when members of the Allied Democratic Forces, a Muslim terror group, launched coordinated attacks last week. A local official tells International Christian Concern, like all terrorist groups, the ADF's objective is to instill fear in order to force the population to join their movement. SRN News. A judge is blocking the Trump administration from deporting Guatemalan migrant children who came to the U.S. alone back to their home country.
The ruling by U.S. District Judge Timothy J. Kelly comes after the administration's attempt to remove Guatemalan migrant children who were living in government shelters and foster care. Immigration and children's advocates sued, arguing many of these children were fleeing abuse or violence, and the government was bypassing long-standing legal procedures meant to protect them. Kelly's decision extends a temporary order while this case plays out. John Scott reporting.
An immigration judge ruled Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil can be deported for not disclosing information on his green card application. This decision is a setback for Khalil, but it's not the final word in his case. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.